Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania demands all 12 rearrested detainees to be freed. Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania denounces in the strongest terms of rearresting of 12 alleged, quote, terrorist suspects who were freed on 4 March 2025 after being held for 10 years in detention. The detainees, namely, Ali Muhammad Ulatole, 70, Khamisi Muhammad Ulatule, 61, Nasoro Suleiman Ulatule, Rajab Ali Muhammad Ulatule, Na Ramadani Khamisi Muhammad Ulatule, Saidi Abdullah Chambeta, Fadili Shabani, Lukwembe, Nemo Qasim Motumbo, Abdullah Bushiri Kalakula, Khamisi Ali Masamba, Omari Abdullah Makota, Muhammad Hassan Ungando. All said detainees freed last week after the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, admitted being unwilling to proceed with the alleged charges, yet brutally and shamelessly state apparatus re-apprehended them and keeping them again under custody in this sacred month of Ramadan. It is quite pathetic that the state apparatus again took them under custody without any sense of humanity, since these detainees have innocently spent a long time in detention under an oppressive pretext of investigation is underway. While some of them having senior ages, some are from similar family, 1 to 5, who initially were 7 of them. Sadly, 2 of them have died while in custody. Above all, no damage as compensation would be awarded to them. Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania has said many times that the Anti-Terror Act is a foreign colonial bias law with full suspicion elements on dealing with most of the terrorist cases, especially of Muslims in Tanzania and elsewhere, whereby arises many fundamental questions, such as why is the evidence not deduced before the court of law? Why are the detainees not given the right to trial in a reasonable time? Why are the detainees not released on bail? Why is there rearresting sometimes after being freed? And so on. The only implied conclusion is the existence of an oppressive agenda in the pretext of combating terrorism. Hizb al-Tahrir Tanzania call upon Muslims and all with sense of justice to raise their voices against this perversion of justice. Also, we demand from all institutions dealing with the administration of justice in Tanzania to comply with the DPP stance by immediately setting all 12 detainees free. Mas'ud Msallam, media representative of Hizb al-Tahrir in Tanzania.